Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And today we are talking, it's a business podcast today.
Yeah.
So we are talking about the entrepreneurial mindset. So this is something that I think that is so important to talk about, especially before, like, for anyone listening who is either just starting a business or who is in a business and you are an entrepreneur and you don't understand why you feel certain things or you feel a certain way, this is something that you need to like listen to because it will make things pretty clear.
Or at least we hope.
Yeah, because I know even for us, like I know even when we first started out and even to this day, like there's things that sometimes I think a certain way and I'm like, why do I feel like this? Or like, I'll talk to Graham, my fiance, about it. And I'll be like, and he'll be like, that's so like, no, I don't. I'm like, do you feel this way? He's like, no. I'm like, what is wrong with me? You know what I mean? Like it's, but a lot of it goes back to the fact of if you're an entrepreneur, you go by a different code. You know what I mean? Like you do things in a different way. You think about things differently.
You react differently. You see things differently.
Yeah. So it's like it, and until you find your tribe, until you hear other people saying, oh my gosh, this, like, I totally get what you're saying. This is how I feel. And you're like, oh my God, I totally get what you're saying. You're like, you feel like a fish out of water. You're like, why do I feel this way? Like, you know what I mean? Or it can bring up a lot of anxiety in your business too.
Mm-hmm.
So
no, for sure. I think, and you know, when you're talking about bringing up a lot of anxiety, you know, one of the things that I think happens, and I see it a lot in a lot of our clients that we coach for business, is people that are trying to start their own business or are running their own business, whether it be online or in person, and they're trying to talk about it with like their friends, or they're trying to talk about it with their significant others, or they have a business partner that they're bringing in where the business partner doesn't have that entrepreneurial mindset. So the business partner is very like, oh no, like things have to be like, well, this is how it was when I worked at X. So we have to do it that way versus seeing what other possibilities are out there. They're very set in their ways. And I feel like with an entrepreneurial mindset, it's like we by nature are not necessarily as set in our ways. We're more fluid, right? Like we have a little bit more fluidity because we understand that things can change on a dime and they have to sometimes.
Yeah. And I just find that mindset in general, and that's why like we tend to talk a lot about that on this podcast. And we actually we put a post up not long ago on our social media and we asked like, what was the one area that you would need the most support in? And we listed like a few different things and mindset came up number one by like 90%. Like it was like people were like, I need help with my mindset because either they're dealing with insecurities or they're wondering why they're self-sabotaging or they're scared or it's self-doubt or whatever it is. There are so many things that it's like they're having these blocks that are causing them not to be able to move forward. And it's like that's something where I think in anything in life, whether it be your business or in general, mindset work is so underrated and overlooked. But once you actually do mindset work, you will see the biggest shift in your life. Like that's like once we started doing mindset work, it was like, oh my gosh.
Definitely.
But I think it's like for a lot of people who are entrepreneurs, I think we feel really like overwhelmed too, because a lot of times it's like we want structure, we want all these things, but we totally rebel against structure. And that's the reason why we're entrepreneurs, right? We don't want structure.
Yeah. Yeah. But we want it, but we don't want it. It's like, I want to eat the pie, but I don't want to eat the pie. Yeah.
Like we need it. We need structure. Every business needs structure, but we don't want it. But
we can talk from experience about that. Like even when we started our business, we had no structure. We're just starting to get structure 10 years later. Like we have like structure for some things, but like even for some of our programs, we still don't really have them laid out clearly. We're still kind of like, we still have to figure pieces out because we rebelled against it from the very beginning when we started our business. We were like, just going with it. We were like, oh, well, good, it's working.
Even though we did, the thing was, we did kind of implement, it was funny, because when we first started Fit Chicks too, like Amanda and I both had previously worked in the corporate world. So, and I had worked in branding and marketing, and you had worked in sales and events. And like, so we did take things that were implemented in those like larger corporations that we worked for. So even from the beginning, and I actually do think, I was talking to somebody the other day about this, and this is where we're kind of coming full circle, wanting to reintroduce this stuff into our business. But I think that is actually what made us be able to last as long as we did. Sorry, my nose is running and freezing. because like even when we first started and we did like our Fit Chicks branding document and we had processes in place. So when we first started, we had Fit Chicks Bootcamp. Mm-hmm. And we started off running it ourselves. So we had a very clear idea of our branding. So we had our speak and we had our colors and we had consistency and all that stuff. And then when we started hiring other people to teach our bootcamp, we actually did take the time to, you know, write out different policies and procedures. And like we had a hiring process and an onboarding process.
Yeah, I guess we did have really good structure.
We did.
I guess it just feels like we didn't.
But what we didn't have though, sorry to interrupt you, was we had all of those things, but what we didn't have was a lot of like, you know, the KPIs, like key performance indicators. And like, we had no idea what we were doing, like with money. It was just like, either money was coming in and we're like, just spending money, money's coming in, spending more money, money. Like we didn't have a flow of like money management or even how much money we needed to do certain things or how to, you know, it was just kind of like this, it was weird because we kind of had this structure in one place and then we had this like chaos going on in this other place, which of course is a great thing as an entrepreneur. But it can also be a really stressful thing for most people. And that's where like, so people are sometimes, and this is a question that we get asked a lot, or even people when they're like thinking about starting a business or wanting to start coaching, they're like, how do I even know like I'm cut out for this? And I'm like, well, it's interesting because there's not really a clear cut answer that yes, you are, but either you are someone who is going to enjoy this kind of lifestyle, or you're someone who's not. Like, we have friends who 100% could never be entrepreneurs. Like,
they have no interest in it. They're totally not at all. Like, it's like, it sounds awful to them.
Yeah. So I kind of want to, like, I was thinking what we could do is, like, through this podcast, let's talk first about kind of the indicators that you are an entrepreneur and then how you can, like, understand that and how to then shift your mindset around, or not even shift your mindset, but how to hone in on that mindset. So like one of the things that right away I always ask people is like, are you welcome to change? Like, are you open to change?
That was going to be my first thing too, for sure. Yeah. Are you someone who is flexible and open to change? Because if you're someone who is like, no, I'm set in my ways and it has to be this way. Like my husband, he'd be like the worst. I shouldn't say the worst. He'd be like in the top 10 of the worst.
Like 7th percentile.
He would definitely be like one of the worst entrepreneurs ever because he is so set in his ways. It's like literally like if that plant is not where it is now, then it's wrong. Like it's like everything has to be the same and it has to run exactly as is. And like anything moves, anything changes. And it's like overwhelming to him.
Well, same with Graham. Like he was
running, he's in the military.
Like same thing. Very structured. Like follow orders. Boom, 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 boom. I'm like, order what?
Oh my gosh. I know. We're the complete opposite when it comes to that kind of mentality. Cause I'm like, oh, I'm like super cool. I'm flexible to change. I can like when you and I would travel around the world, like any place we would end up, I'd be like, I could just stay here forever now. I could just live here. Like, this is where I live. This is cool. I'm just comfortable. I'm at ease wherever I am. I'm open to change. Change doesn't scare me.
Well, and also seeing the idea of like, so, you know, if you're somebody who you're like, no, like I need structure. I need like, then you probably would thrive in like, you could still have the ideas mindset, but you would probably thrive in an already established corporation. Mm-hmm. Whereas like, if you're somebody who you're like, yes, I can be open. And even for us, so actually this took time too, to kind of develop a little bit, like, because you have to not be attached to like the outcome, right? You get really attached when it's your business. It's like a child. It's a baby. Like you, and it's an extension of you. So if someone doesn't like it, you take it personal.
Of course.
yeah, if something's not working, you take it personal. If like, but you have to not get, be so attached to the outcome, because there's times where you spend so much time building something and you love it. And you, you know, the initial feedback was so great and suddenly it like is in the toilet. You have to be able to let it go. Let it go. Like, you know what I mean? So
Let it fly freeway.
Yeah, or like shift directions. Like suddenly, like in the last moment, you're like, oh my God, like something goes wrong with your launch or something crashes on your computer. You have to be okay to suddenly be like, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to shift to this direction. So if you're someone who needs, the plan has to be followed, like the plan, and there can never be any deviation from it.
Yeah.
You're going to have a really hard, hard time.
It's like when you're teaching a fitness class, and I talk to a lot of our students in our fitness and nutrition expert program about this. Like if you're teaching a fitness class and, you know, like all of a sudden you're like, you're teaching it and you had this whole plan in place and then you miss a part, what do you do? And so many of them are like, I have a panic attack. I'm like, no, you just keep going. You just like, it's totally fine. You keep teaching because you're the only one who knows that you skipped the part. So it's so totally fine. And then you just replace it with something else. And that's the flexibility that you need to be able to have to be a great leader, right? To be able to lead a class. You need to be able to have that flexibility to continue to lead them without causing any kind of anxiety or frustration on their end, so that they're not even seeing it. They're just seeing the end result, which is an amazing class. So a similar idea.
Totally. I also think, so like, that's the first thing you have to be, are you welcome to change? So if you're someone who's sitting here listening to it, and you're like, no, I do not like when anything changes. It's causing me so much anxiety. I feel like I'm going to freak out. Then this might not be the path for you. You could still, of course, totally like work in this industry. Like, you know, we have some of our students who end up working for other gyms or other companies and they love it and they're building their own clientele within another business. But it's like, that might not be, you know, actually running your own business might not be for you.
Yeah.
The other thing, 100% other than open to change, is like, and this is something that I believe in so much because you and I have been this for day one. It's kind of like a two-part thing, is like you have to, you can never take no as an answer. Ever, 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 ever. There is no such thing as no. And you also, you have to be resourceful. Like, I don't know how many people.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Me, like someone told me no. And I'm like, and what, you know what I mean? Like, and then what? They're like, well, I just took it as like a no. And I'm like, no, like, oh, I love how my fire alarm's going off in the background. Sorry, guys. But it's literally, it's like, you have to not be able to not take no for an answer, because really there is no hard no's out there. There's always, it might just mean you need to change your strategy. It might just mean
you just have to massage it a little. You gotta like, you gotta change, you know, you gotta change directions maybe, or change the conversation.
Well, and that's one thing someone always said to me, like a compliment I got, which I absolutely loved. They said, you ask really good questions. And I was like, what? They're like, you ask really good questions. And I was like, I never thought of that, because I ask a lot of questions. Yeah. But I think it's because also if I'm not hearing the answer that I want yet, I got to figure out a way to get to it. Do you know what I mean? So it's, but it's not saying I'm trying to massage them into saying like what I'm saying is right. But it's like, if someone's like, if I'm like, can I rent this? I need to rent a studio. Can I rent this? Can I rent the stadium? Can I rent the Maple Leaf Gardens or whatever? And they're like, no. So I'm like, okay, well, what could I rent that would be within this vicinity that would be similar to that? Boom, boom. You know what I mean? Till eventually I get the answer that I want, which is, okay, I found a studio that is in my price range that I can rent that is similar. Or a lot of times people, they just say no because they think that's the answer. So then I also think the second thing is you have to be resourceful. Like you have to be someone who could figure out an answer. And if you're someone who literally doesn't feel like you can figure out stuff, then you're going to have a really rough time as well.
Well, yeah, because I mean, with entrepreneurship, like it's consistently a learning game. Like you're always learning and growing because there's no handbook. There's no guide. Like, I mean, obviously there's tons of books out there and there's tons of like podcasts and all these things that you can read about. And there's tons of amazing coaches and we run a coaching program. Like there's all these things that will guide you along that path, but there's still going to be those things like where, you know, you're like, or like for me, for example, when I try to go live, when I try to stream live from our Zoom to our Facebook group and it's not working, I'm not like, oh, well, it's not working. I'm like, okay, I got to contact Zoom. I got to figure this out. I got to try to figure out what's going on. We got to track the system and see what's happening and why is there a glitch in my computer? Well, like it's about trying to find a solution rather than just laying down and saying, that's just the way it is. Or I don't know. So I'm going to just eliminate this now from my plan.
Well, and that's something that I think it's like, it also is a skill that you kind of learn over time. Like, you know, there's some people who it's just, especially if you've worked in an industry or if you always have followed like order and you felt like that's not for you though, like just say you're in a structured situation, you're like, but I love change, but I feel like in my heart, I feel like I want to open this business and I feel like all these things. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? Like, it is a skill that you can learn if you're like, I've always just been told what to do. But if you're someone who's curious, like curiosity is like one of the biggest keys of it, of an entrepreneur. Because I think it's like a key and a curse. It's like, yeah. We are so curious. We have so many ideas. We're so much that it's very easy for us to look at all the bright, shiny things and we get distracted. Whereas, you know, focus, of course, still matters. But I think that being resourceful and learning how to find answers and look for stuff. And that's something that we actually even like in our Fitchix Academy programs, we coach our students on. Like there's so many times that they right away will just email us for answers. And we want, of course, to support them and we will support them, but you've got to learn how to figure out answers and find them. They're all there. Like we provide them all, but we're not just going to handhold you, right? Like that's part of, it's a skill you have to hone in life. And if you can be resourceful, you can get yourself out of any situation.
Definitely.
And the third thing about the, if you are a entrepreneur or not, well, this is kind of like two as well. I know they're all kind of like two of them.
We get a two for every time.
it's like you like challenges. You really like the challenge of things, but you're also someone who is scared. And I know that sounds kind of weird, but it's like, you have to have a little bit of like fear in you. Like a lot of times, like this is something I read once and I was like, oh my gosh, that's me. People always tell me I'm super ambitious, but one of the reasons why I'm ambitious is because I'm so scared of having to go back into work for somebody else. I'm scared.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine?
I'm scared of things not being successful. I'm scared of, you know what I mean? Like there, you have to have a little, because I always think too, if you don't have nerves and you don't have a little bit of fear, you don't care. Like if you don't care about losing something,
I agree, but I disagree with that a little bit, only because I do think that like having the fear of like, oh my gosh, if I had to go back to work for someone else, if this didn't exist, what would I do? That scares me. Like that's terrifying to me. That's awful. But I also think back to like when we started our business and I left my corporate job and I had no fear. I had no fear stepping into this role and stepping into the idea of starting a company and not really having, you know, something that was like a foundation or like something solid to be like, okay, now I've got my retirement plan or I've got all these things. Like I have, you know, without having that stuff, I still didn't have fear. But I think that's also because I'm so full of confidence of what we would create, because I knew I saw the big picture with you and I, and I knew that we had it within us to be able to create it. But I never had that fear. And that's the only thing that I would say. I agree with you, but I disagree only, but I think that's person to person.
Yeah. I also think though too, it depends on where you're at in your life. Like, I mean, we started our business in our late 20s. We didn't have responsibilities. We didn't have mortgages, kids. We didn't have partners. We didn't have anything. It was just like, if this doesn't work out.
Yeah.
Whatever. Well, you know what I mean?
I guess that was my mentality. Cause I was like, if this doesn't work out, I could get a job anywhere. Like it's not, I wasn't really too concerned about trying to find employment because of my background.
But it's always like, you see it though, like in, you know, like challenges or like looking at like, it's like, even for us, we always we make this joke, like, oh my gosh, why do we create all this work for ourselves? Cause like, we're literally creating this work. But it's like, if something's not going on, it's like, we create it cause we like challenges. We like growth. We like doing different things and learning different things. And so it's like, we create it then. And I think it's something in you that you have to just have that like part of you that likes it and have that little bit of like fear in a sense that it's fear, but it's like ambition tied in.
I was going to say drive. It's almost like this drive. I understand.
But a lot of people don't, even entrepreneurs, a lot of people don't know they're like not confidently driven. And that's what I'm like trying to get across is that like, if you are nervous and you're scared, that doesn't mean you're not an entrepreneur. Like, that probably means you are an entrepreneur, that you're like, I know I need to do this. I feel alive when I'm doing this. I feel whatever. Because most people are not like, yeah, I'm doing this and I know it's going to work and it's going to be amazing. Like, most people aren't Kanye-ing it. And yeah, that's okay. I'm still not Kanye. I'll be the first to say it. Like, I still am like, okay, we have big goals. There's a fear inside of me that we won't reach them. But there's also a side to me that is like, yes, we will. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not going to let the fear win. I'm just going to take it with me.
Yeah.
But like, I just think it's like one of those things that a lot of times, if you feel we feel scared, we just stop. We don't do it. We don't go for it. And that's where it's like, that doesn't mean you're not an entrepreneur. It just means that you're nervous. It means that you're.
But nerves, I guess my point is that nerves can, like, they can also work to your favor, because they can light you up. Because if you can tap into that from a different perspective and see it as like, okay, I'm scared of this, but that's because I want it so bad. I don't want it to fail because I want to be so successful, because I want to make this impact in the world, because I want to do these things. Then you're tapping into it from a different perspective, so you can see it as a positive versus a negative.
Completely. And that's what I think, that if you talk to the majority of people, even like, you know, we're part of a group that we're around people who are doing millions and millions of dollars, who have built amazing businesses from scratch. And they still are like, have nerves, they have fear, but they also have translated that into ambition. And that's why they're constantly doing more and more and more and more and more, because that's how they can channel that nervous energy. They put it into action, as opposed to letting it block them and stop them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, just in terms of like so those are some of the things, like, if you're like, any of the things that we were just talking about, if you're like, yeah, that's me, then you're definitely inside of you. You have a calling that you need to do something, like you need to do something about it.
I think I want to add to that too, to that list, is just also like, if you are someone who is in your current position right now, wherever you are, whether you're behind a desk, whether you're, you know, a full-time caregiver for your children, or whatever it is that you are currently doing, if every day you sit there and you think and you research other things, you're constantly reading articles, reading recipes, you're constantly thinking or talking to other people about this other passion inside of you. And like, you also, every day when you go in, like, this is what happened with Laura and I, we would get home from work. We both had jobs that we didn't not like our corporate jobs, but we would go home and we'd be like, it's not fulfilling. It doesn't fulfill this something. There's something more inside of me that I need to do more. I need to do something else. And like,
and I didn't care about feeling, it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I was working for the Toronto International Film Festival. I had a great job, but I don't even like films. I don't even like watching movies. You know that. Like, I get so bored watching movies. So I was like, but it wasn't even about that. It was just like, what I was doing wasn't like, it was cool and it was fun, but it wasn't fulfilling. And so
It was the impact. Like, if you feel like you want to have impact, you want to help people and change people, like,
yeah. If there's something more that you look at outside of your regular day-to-day that lights you up differently, I think you need to really pay attention to that, because that's your calling. That's something inside of you that's saying, this is what you should be doing, not this. How can we make that happen?
Yeah. And the reality is, and my fire alarm's going off, so we should probably end this.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is,
you gotta go.
I know. Even though it's just a test. But the thing is that, like, when it comes down to that, like, I think one thing that really blocks people realize, yes, I have this inside of me. I'm an entrepreneur. I have this, like, I love a challenge. I'm so, like, I'm resourceful. I'm like, I know I have this calling. I need to do something different.
Yeah.
I think one of the things, though, that ends up happening is that it's the overwhelmingness of, like, but how do I bring this actually to life? Like, how do I actually create something from this passion?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now with the online space and with everything, like, it's so amazing how quickly, if you want, you can, like, launch a program out there. Like, before, you used to have like $1 million in the bank, and you had to pay, like, for fitness. You had to get a fitness studio, and that
you have to bricks and mortar and, like, all these
things. 6 months to build that. And now it's like, time is on your side. You can test things. You can get things out there. You can get your voice in the world. Like, you can do a podcast from your phone. Like,
yeah,
things can happen so fast for you. So I think that the one thing that stops a lot of people in this, like, you know, the entrepreneurial mindset too, is like, okay, but how the heck do I even like get started in this? Mm-hmm. And that's where, you know, for us, we had a background in business, but we also, this whole time, we've been learning as we go and we've been taking coaching. We've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in different areas of certifications and coaching and getting coaches and doing so much stuff to better ourselves. And it is an ongoing process, but it's just a skill you learn. Like, that's the whole point I'm trying to get to. It's like, it's nothing that is like, oh my God, this magic thing. It's a skill that you just have to learn. You have to learn how to build a program. You have to learn how to launch a program.
As a shameless plug, if you guys listen to podcast next week, we're actually going to be talking all about why you need a business coach and what to look for in that. So
yeah,
just say it. So make sure you check out next week too.
And also make sure that you join. We have a free Facebook group called Build Your Online Fitness and Nutrition Business by Fitchix Academy on Facebook. It's a closed group, so you have to just apply to get in. But we'll also put the link below this. But every week, Amanda and I are in there talking about different things to do with business and helping build your online business. Because again, it is like, and that's something I think for so long, we had an in-person business to start. And when we first were going online, we were like, oh my gosh, like it was such a foreign world because, and it just seems so intimidating. But once you actually start learning the skills, it's not that hard. It just is learning the actual skills and doing the work. So
exactly. Doing the work is the key. That's the key thing here.
So if you're someone who's sitting there and you are feeling like, oh my gosh, like that sounds like me, like all the things we talked about, that sounds like who I am, like that, you know, you can't, when you talk to your friends and family, sometimes they're looking at you like, what the heck do you mean?
Like glazed over.
Yeah, like when you're on vacation, you don't really feel like you're on vacation. You're like, I want to, like, thinking about other work things and doing stuff. And when people are like, you need to relax, like that's my favorite thing. I remember one of our coaches said that to me once. He's like, does anyone ever tell you that, like, you need to relax, like you need to, like, you know, lay on the couch and like relax? I'm like, I don't do that. Like, I don't even know what that means. Like, I don't feel, because I don't feel relaxed when I'm laying on a couch. I feel relaxed. I feel relaxed when I solved a problem that I've been like trying to figure out when my phone is not working.
You're like,
That's what actually I enjoy. I like geeking out and reading my mindset books on business. That's when I feel relaxed. Like, I don't feel relaxed when I'm just horizontal on a couch. So if I just said that and you're like, literally like, oh my gosh, that's as soon as I lay down, I'm like, I need to be doing something. You probably are an entrepreneur as well. You probably.
although I do, I'm not gonna lie. I do like a 45 minute RuPaul episode I'd say every other night, because not every night, because I don't always have the chance, as my right before bed downtime, but that's it.
No, totally. But what I mean is like,
I know what you mean.
Spend a whole day laying on the couch and like, or I don't know, this just whole,
oh gosh,
this whole concept of like relax, I don't know, it's just whatever for me. It's like, I don't, my relaxation is very different than from other people. I'm not saying there's something wrong with them, but just saying that's something that too, as an entrepreneur, and we see it all the time when you start, you'll see it too, like when you start to join different groups and when you're around like-minded people, you're like, whoa, we have the same personality traits, we do the same things.
And as a rule of thumb, we should just not say you should relax to people anymore, period. In my opinion, just don't do it. I even actually just an interview with Nikki Bergen that's coming up soon. And so you guys listen to that one. It's a really great episode where she's talking about her IVF treatment. So that's on our Fitchix Chat podcast. But we were talking about that exact thing about, you know, people always telling you to relax and how irritating that is. It's just, I do me, you do you. We're good.
Exactly. So if you've been listening to this and you're feeling like, yep, that sounds like me, definitely make sure you join our group, Build Your Online Fitness and Nutrition Business with Fitchix Academy on Facebook. Link will be below. We're there every single week. We Facebook Live there 2 times a week. Definitely keep your eyes peeled. We have a really awesome program that's opening as well in January. We're not going to tell you too much about it yet, but it's coming. We'll make sure that you know more as we go. Okay, guys, have an amazing day and we will talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.